Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Comedy Fantasy Football Podcast with comedian Tom Holmes.
Ahoy!
Fantasy football expert Ash Kernsworth.
Hello, everybody.
And the guy who brings the ball along so gets to play me.
There he is.
What, right? You mean BBC Sports Personality Presenter of the Month?
I never won Sports Personality of the Year.
Are you sure?
No, I don't think I did. Didn't you? I don't know who did win it. Who did win it? Who won it last year in December? Do you remember?
Bale?
No.
It wasn't the golfer.
No, well, it was the
Hamilton.
Yes.
It was Hamilton. Probably shouldn't have been Hamilton. McIlroy should have won it. Yeah, it's irrelevant. What a ridiculous start to a fantasy football.
Really? I'm already lost. You see the earliest I've ever got lost.
You see what Craig did? He did a me and tried to deflect away from us announcing that he won.
He did
BBC
win
presenter of the millennium.
Yeah.
Just a couple of weeks ago and a year or two.
It was between me and Jake Humphrey.
Was
from
it?
BT Sport, yeah.
Was it really?
No, it wasn't. Yeah, but no, I didn't come in with a plan to talk about Lewis Hamilton. Anyway, we've had game week 21 has been and gone.
Yeah.
Game week 22 coming up. It's very quickly come towards the end of season. We're going to go through where all of the listeners are in the Listeners League in some point. But the man of the week, apart from yourself, Tom, the man of the week is Mr. Alexis Sanchez.
He really was, wasn't he? Wow. I watched the game. Watched it down the pub.
There's a theme here. It's becoming increasing. I was down the pub. I watched the game.
He was unreal.
He was
should have scored another couple, to be fair. Stoke keeper, what's his name?
Begovic.
Did really well. He made
very
a couple
good
of
keeper,
cracking saves. But other than that, Sanchez was amazing.
Yeah, you've got him.
And we've got him.
You've got him.
Oh, sorry. I thought that was like a
no, not Arsenal.
He's coming in now. Here it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Unfortunately, don't have him as captain. No. I did make a fantastic captain choice this week, though.
Yeah.
I had Harry Kane over Costa.
Yeah.
Because I thought I fancy Kane to maybe get a couple. Turns out he only scored one and Costa only scored one, but he received 7 points, whereas Costa received 6.
He got some bonus points.
So I got an extra 2 points for effectively...
If only you had gone for Sanchez.
Harry Kane. Oh, no, and I thought that, and I was kicking myself afterwards, yeah. And I nearly put Koscielny in as well. And Koscielny...
had a good week.
And had a good week, yeah. But yeah, no, Sanchez was unbelievable on Sunday.
He did look fantastic. Worth the price tag, didn't he?
Oh, absolutely, without a doubt. It was one of those where, you know, we haven't had a player like that for a while. I know Cazorla's now playing well, and it was, to be fair, it was nice to see Walcott come on, Ozil come on. I thought, fuck me, I've forgotten about him.
At some state when you've forgotten about Mesut Ozil, yeah.
I mean, but we're probably going to have to play him and Walcott at the back because we have no defence now. They are all fucked.
Have you got Sanchez, Ash?
Yeah. Big time.
Oh, don't make me feel like a dick. Cause I haven't got... Oh, yeah, of
obviously.
Course.
Yeah.
You know, I've played this game before, of course.
Yeah. Well, I had to get rid of Yaya Toure because of the...
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. African Nations.
Who had been my captain, like, every week for the last 6 weeks and got me a load of points. But so I got in Hazard, who didn't really do a lot.
No.
But I think Sanchez is just such a good... He did have a little period where his form wasn't as good. But, I mean, he was... During that time, he was doing literally everything for
me. He's been involved in more Premier League goals than any other player in the league this season when you take assists and goals. It's just that.
Yeah.
So
he's been...
I think it depends. It's obviously... sort of counterintuitively, I thought he would have done better when they didn't have a striker, when he was playing up front on his own. But actually, since Giroud's come back, he's started playing really well.
He's been, you know, Giroud, you look at him and he's having like 5 or 6 attempts every game, at least. And I mean, solid attempts. And it's because of Sanchez's work, that's all it is.
You know? Well, you kind of, from the very first podcast we did of the season, you were saying Sanchez, surely he's going to play in a very advanced role and be the biggest goal threat for Arsenal.
Yeah,
so he was a top performer of the week. The other ones we got for game week 21, Ivanovic scored highly, kind of justifying a price tag.
Nearly
for
gave
a
away
a
penalty, didn't he? Or...
He always kind of nearly gives
away a penalty. Yeah, that's my problem. I had him for a while and... It was just, he'd score well, but he was always getting that yellow card.
Yeah.
Always, every time. And then I think he got sent off, and then that was the last draw for
him. But the top five defenders is still filled with just Southampton and Chelsea. It's still just Terry and Ivanovic, and then...
Bertrand Klein.
And Fonte, from Southampton. Other ones we had were Koscielny, finally, gets some points. I think a lot of people had him at the beginning of the season and took him out. Oscar, at Chelsea. He's one. Where do you stand on him? Because I have Hazard, and Oscar is a goal threat.
He's a lot cheaper,
score goals.
He's got 2 million cheaper.
Yeah, well, I mean, is he too inconsistent, too erratic?
I think the thing is, if you're going for the same, sort of roughly the same price as Oscar, you could get Downing or someone, yeah. And then you've not got too many people in your team from the
Stuart
same...
Stuart Downing is the solution to any problem posed to you at any point.
But it's like...
I'm looking for a cheap old parcel company. Well, Stuart Downing is...
Well, because you've got a... If you're looking at players on the second row, so you've got your players that just score a million points every week.
Yeah, your Sanchez, your...
Who you're going to have in, like, say, Costa or somebody.
Yeah.
Who you've got to have in, or you're just going to get slaughtered in the league. And then it's the second tier down.
Yeah.
But if you've got to have some players that are good and going to score points, and they're going to be from the better teams.
Mm.
So you're probably already going to have a Chelsea midfielder.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really make any sense to get the third best player in the Chelsea team in.
Yeah.
For a cup price, because then you're going to have... Because you can't have Costa, Hazard, Oscar... Teams. Mentally, because Fabregas is better than Oscar as well.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make any sense.
And do you think it's those second tier players that win you leagues then? Those kind of ones getting the right Downings or Sigurdsson's or those?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Well,
Sigurdsson, Eriksen, Chadley, players like that have come in and they're of that sort of ilk, aren't they? They've come in and they're slightly cheaper from the teams that sort of come through and play really, really well. And next season, they may move clubs that they probably won't play as well, but they're always the ones that, for one season, they're amazing to have. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Are you noticing how much of a Spurs fan Tom's becoming? Gradually. Like, Harry Kane as captain.
I had Harry Kane as captain. I'm sitting there watching the results come in for the Crystal Palace and Tottenham game.
Yeah.
And I'm going, go on, if Kane just scored one more. If he... And I'm sitting there thinking, oh, it's like I'm winning, you know, wishing Tottenham to win. I thought, no.
But
like,
to be fair,
they didn't.
Perfect scenario for you, really. Kane gets some points. Kane gets, still lose.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was really happy with that.
End of the season, you can be in your Kane shirt for the... Except for it's not going to be... If it win, you inevitably lose, YouTube pundit. It's not going to be... inevitability about it. It's not going to be a punishment, though, is it? Because you're going to have your own Tottenham shirt.
It's definitely going to be a punishment. I feel sick thinking about it.
Harry Kane's one of those players I think people tend to like him, even opposition fans of root
for
him a little bit.
It is one of them. It's like when Redknapp managed Tottenham. I used to sing the songs about his mum in the terraces, like everyone knows, but I still quite liked him. So, you know, Harry's mother, you know, but I always liked him.
I think that's probably because of who Harry Kane's ousted out of the team. No one likes Adebayor,
and
Soldado kind of came over like he'd owned the Premier League.
They spent all that money, and then it's a young homegrown lad that scores the goals because they can't.
Yeah, who was told he probably wouldn't make it.
Absolutely, yeah. So it is, you know, it's... I'm not going to, you know, don't tell too many people. Don't tell your friends. But I don't mind Kane as far as it goes.
There you go.
Yeah.
Tom is a Spurs
sympathiser.
Yeah.
Luckily, no one listens to the podcast.
That's it. It's just us three in an hour and a half.
And your mum. Does she still listen?
Yeah. And Harry Redknapp's mum. They get together. and have a listen. Other top performers. Game week 21. Paul Konchesky. I don't think anyone had him. But
you know
Paul Konchesky, did you know he was still
Paul
playing?
Konchesky.
No. And who's he playing for?
Leicester. With your friend Wallace.
Wow, is it?
Yeah.
Wallace had a good week.
Did Wallace go in the team this week?
He didn't go in, and if he had done...
Put him in!
He scored more than all my defence put together. I think he got 7 points, and I got 2 points each
so
for each 3 of my...
Why aren't you putting him in the side?
I don't know, because I think... I should have looked at him and thought they're playing Villa.
Yeah.
They're probably going to keep a clean sheet, but I don't know if he plays... Every time. I don't know enough about him. He's like a mystery. He really is a mystery.
He could walk
to me.
Past you in the street. You wouldn't know what he looked like.
I wouldn't know. It? I've probably walked past him many a time.
Yeah. His name's Wasilewski. Not even Wallace.
I know. It's nothing to do with Wallace. Yeah.
But Wallace. Yeah. Play Wallace. Pray for Wallace.
Yeah.
Put Wallace in your team.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to, yeah.
Because the last 2 weeks now, all you've done is moan about how many points he got.
I know. But this week, I'm going to do my wild card. Probably from tomorrow.
Really?
I'm going to do my wild card, and I'm keeping him in.
So it's wild card this week?
Yeah, I think so.
Are you going to get...
This may be a bit of information for people, but I've actually looked into the wild card and how long it's available for.
Right.
So if you use it, you have from now, or from like the start of the year, until the 7th of February.
Yeah,
for your wild card. Good knowledge.
Because we weren't sure about this, and we were sort of arguing about it before we started recording last week. It turns out we were all wrong. Yeah, it's from now until 7th of Feb.
To get you, so yours, you think this week you're pulling the trigger?
Yeah, I think I'm going to. Yeah, yeah. I only think I need a little bit of tweaking. Maybe take Jermaine out. He's not pulling his weight.
Jermaine, the big question is, does Wallace stay?
Wallace, of course he does. I bought him. The reason I bought him was because he was literally the cheapest possible defender. And so now I'm sure that his price has only gone up. Keep him in.
He got bonus points this week.
Yeah, I might even start him.
Who knows? Hopefully Wallace makes. Maybe I'll bring Wallace in on my wild card.
Yeah,
I don't know. I need one desperately, as we'll come to in a sec. And another top scorer game week 21 was Markovic at Liverpool. I don't know if you saw the Liverpool Sunderland game. I watched it, and he's starting to finally show. Markovic was actually in my draft team at the beginning of the season.
Yeah,
because I often like to take a punt on a brand new signing, and you just think this guy looks quite exciting. I watched the usual YouTube videos. Of him like lobbing keepers from 40 yards, and you think, hey, it's going to be amazing. And then he does literally nothing and then plays at wing back for a bit. I was going to ask you, with the window, when you get a new signing or when a new player comes in, you don't know much about him, do you stick him straight in the team? Do you generally wait a couple of weeks? Because obviously you can get a jump on people just by being a bit bold.
It depends. I think it depends on the pricing, because sometimes when the players come in and the people that run the game pick the prices for them, don't they?
Yeah.
Depends how well they've priced them. I think you have to take it, because sometimes players come in and they're really undervalued.
Undervalued,
yeah. But sometimes, obviously, it's the opposite, and they're like mega. It's like 12 million for safe. Like Balotelli came in, that kind of thing, and he's 12 million. It's just never going to happen. You're never going to recoup the points.
Yeah,
but so, I reckon there could be some good bargains to be had.
Yeah, especially in the sort of mid-table clubs for those second-tier players, like you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But I guess unless you know someone who supports that club and knows, because I couldn't tell you, for instance, if Villa was to sign a new midfielder, I wouldn't be able to tell you who exactly they're going to replace. I don't watch enough of Villa, although it's fucking painful to watch any of them.
Yeah, I was going to say, I blame you.
This season anyway, but with those signings, yeah. And the other question, I guess, is I had a quick look at who the most transferred in player in game week 21 is, or going into game week 22, and unsurprisingly, it's Mr. Sergio Aguero. Still only 13% picked, but obviously he was fit for some of the match. He was told he wouldn't be able to play more than about 40 minutes.
Did he play a lot?
He featured because they were.
I saw that he got a point, I think.
Yeah, they were struggling. Obviously, City are now chasing Chelsea. He's only 2 points, but is Aguero? You know, because it's either one of your markets, your Van Persie, Aguero, Costa. At 13%, is that someone people should maybe take a risk and for Costa or Aguero, or is it if you need the points?
Yeah, it's difficult, isn't it? Because you've got both of them, haven't you?
No, not anymore. No.
Oh, no.
I haven't had. I'm not that stupid. Aguero's been injured.
Yeah, I don't know about either of them. It's so difficult with Man City because you know we always say it's so difficult to tell who they're going to play.
Yeah,
but I guess he's going to play and he's going to score. And Costa, I don't really know what value he's been. He's reliable. He's a lot of money.
He is. I'm thinking that he's. It's gone from the fact of you know start of the season we were saying if you don't have him then you're screwed.
Yeah.
You can't do anything. But now if you look, there was a stat I heard the other week that since the third or fourth week, Welbeck has scored more points than Costa.
That cannot be true.
About 4 weeks ago that was true. Someone tweeted us that stat. Yeah, it was about 4 or 5 weeks ago that was true. But it doesn't seem like money. Up front buys you guaranteed points. The top scoring striker at the moment is still Charlie Austin ahead of Costa.
Yeah.
So you could actually have three strikers with an average value of about 7 million and just spend that money everywhere else. You look at the likes of Austin, Danny Ings, Pella is Kane, only 7 points, Kane, Berahino, all these players have scored solid points. I brought in Danny Ings this week. Burnley are playing at home. And I fancy Danny Ings to get some goals, as he did last week against QPR actually. But and I'm looking at my strike force, and I've got Kane and Ings and Costa. I'm thinking, well, actually, I don't fancy Costa to get guaranteed double the points, but he's double the price.
You've got how many millions to spend on an amazing midfield?
Yeah.
And the midfield, you know, when you got your Hazards, your Sanchez, Fabregas, and Sanchez, very expensive. They're more than strikers, but they're
well, in the way people play football now as well, it's so fluid. There's no such. It's not like it's Alan Shearer who's getting 70% of a team's goals. That's not really how it works. So, yeah, well, it's one to watch, I guess. Aguero, he's undoubtedly probably the most capable striker in the league when he performs. But we will see. But yeah, let us know if you use your wild card yet. Actually, then do tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes, or if you're planning to use it, what you're going to do. I'm sure Tom will post his team once he uses his wild card.
Definitely. Yeah.
And although he might not with me because. you probably don't want to reveal too many secrets. We are close now.
We're very close. Yeah.
You said that really creepily.
Yeah.
Why did you rub your hands? Like,
I didn't realise you were talking about fantasy. I just thought you meant sort of...
Physically.
Sexually. I'm currently... I did drop a few points, unfortunately. Kane sort of saved me weak, but I dropped to 88th, I believe, from 85th to 88th, which was gutting because I had quite a good week points-wise. I think I had like 61 points. But yeah, down to 88th. Craig, you fell to...
67th. You did that thing where you knew the answer, but you asked me the question.
I did.
That's like a teacher.
And then you tried to... Oh, 50. Oh, no. 67.
Get your homework.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And how many points is between you two?
We did it. How many?
35.
You did it as well. You did the question thing.
I'll tell you what.
Have you tidied your room? No, you haven't tidied your room.
A couple of weeks and I'll be... I'll be chasing you.
I think it's close. The points differential isn't a lot, is it?
No.
Considering how many places is it between you two? Still like
20, 30 places.
Yeah.
So it's only a point a place.
It shows that I had a really good week and I dropped like 3 places.
In the gaffer tapes, if you get a good 70, 80 point week in the gaffer tapes league, you can move up a lot of places and jump up. As you see, I'll read the top 10 in a minute. You're still getting new names in the top 10 quite often, at least one new name each week. Where are you now, Ash?
Yeah. 17th.
7th?
17th.
He's rising to the top, isn't it? That's what it is.
But Craig, I remember at one point Ash was 17th, you were 19th.
Yeah.
He was looking good for
He was phoning me during the week for
what's
tips.
What's happened?
I don't know. I think it all coincides with when Aguero went out, I didn't replace him well. Since Aguero got injured.
Because yours has been like a gradual downfall, sort of like...
It really has. All right.
Yeah. I wonder if it's like, if there's a correlation between you going down in the Gaffer Tapes League... Your gambling debt.
I was going to say, is it to do with the gambling? It's like,
what do you mean the gambling? Don't put the before it. It makes it sound like a problem.
The week I had to sell my socks, I didn't do well. I forgot to make my substitution. I dropped like 12 places.
Have you been having to go house to house giving away football tips?
Yeah. Excuse me, Austin for captain. Can I have 12 pence?
Yeah.
Did that happen again? Did you do that again?
I tried it.
No.
Yeah, I tried it. No, the gambling.
Sorry, don't
put a the before.
No, it makes it worse.
It does make it worse.
But yeah, that's been like a meteor.
It's Aguero. I didn't replace Aguero well enough, and other people jumped on the kind of Harry Kane bandwagon and Sanchez. And I think it's that torn between trying to be clever and just trying to do what you should do.
Well, that's the thing. I've tried to do that a few weeks. Try to be clever and take a chance, and it hasn't worked out. And at the time, you go, do you know what? If it doesn't work out, then I'll be happy still. Mm. And then it doesn't work out, and you think, what a fucking idiot.
I like the fact Tom's here saying he's played it safe and he's got a football pundit on his bench.
That's why I'm playing it safe.
It's hardly sort of conventional fantasy football
exactly.
tactics.
There is a long way to go, though, still. I don't think anything's...
No,
the teams do get more... Generic.
They're gonna after this window.
But it's still so tight. 100 points over a couple of games is nothing really.
No. Yeah. Well, in the top of our actual league, it's still only a 13 point between second and first place in the Gaffer Tapes League.
Yeah.
Top of the league, 1,233. You know
Coatsy,
who it is.
It's Coatsy. It's Coatsy all day long.
Yeah, he does. It is Brian Coates. Yeah. He's still
Billy
there.
Coates Gruff.
Billy.
Yeah, no, it's still,
that caught me off guard. I was about to start reading the second one. And then it's Johnny McLaren and Phil Taylor in second, co-managed. Knotting My Mum's Forest in third. Mad Cash Cows in fourth. Munch on a centre-back in fifth. That's Jack Saunders. Winterfell Direwolves in sixth with Wayne Nunn. And then the Mongolian Chop Squad. Gabriel Aram,
that's a new one.
Mongolian Chop Squad, yeah, on 1,150. Are Those My Feet? Colin Chadwick had a 76-point week.
Chadders.
Into the top eight. Stuck in Copacabana, Adam Race, who we got a tweet off actually earlier.
Oh, Adam Race, comedian.
So, yeah, we've got Adam Race tweeting us, despite being in the top 10 above any of us, which is great. And Shamak, my pitch up, Mark Saunders, dropped down to 10th place.
Down to 10th.
But, yeah, so it's not much. It's less than 100 points separating 10th and 1st. But, you know, the dreams of us winning, Tom, I think... they might be gone.
But I'm saying, mate, if I'm on the first page by the end of this, that would be a triumph for me.
Well, I'm worried now that I won't finish.
You might not be. Imagine that. I'll tell you what, if I come above you, that would be the best day of my life. My 28 years.
Coming from a man who got married like less than a few weeks ago.
Did I? That would be the highlight of my existence, probably.
I could easily see you beating like becoming the top of all three of us by the end of it.
Depends if the gambling carries on.
Yeah, it depends. If you get to the stage where you have to sell your glasses, then you really be screwed.
That's it.
Actually, I've just realised, do you remember a few months ago, I started gambling, didn't I?
There was the famous
barbecue incident.
Oh, yeah.
And then I started to plummet down the league as well.
Is that what
But happened? I haven't gambled at all in about 6 weeks.
And now you've been, see? And me, never gambled in my life. Storming it.
Yeah. I'm what actually scoring storming? Loads of points. I'm just betting the points.
Yeah.
On, like, kids playing hopscotch
I'll have
and
six,
stuff.
6 points of those two dogs fighting in the street.
Yeah, exactly. So that's it. That's but yes, that's our top 10. Obviously, we have still got people joining the league, crazily. Fair play for their
that's
ambitions.
That's mad. Yeah, yeah.
But it's good for getting in early for next year.
Definitely.
And obviously, you can follow us on Twitter at the Gaffer Tapes, and we'll post our teams. And maybe I'll do some screenshots of the leagues at the top 10, give them some notoriety and infamy. Coming out in part two, we go through some of your tweets that you've been giving us, and we've got the Gaffer Gambler, although I don't know whether to do that now. I'm just going to get mercilessly mocked. And then in part three, Tom versus Ash continues with a new game for this week, as that replaces YouTube Pundit for the week. And we talk some transfer speculation. And of course, we go through one of you, the listeners' teams. But that's the end of part one. Join us for part two of the Gaffer Tapes in just a sec. Hello and welcome back to part two of the Gaffer Tapes, the comedy fantasy football podcast, recording live on FA Cup replay night, which is why we might intermittently seem distracted.
Why halfway through the last bit, Ash kept going, like that. When it looked like West Ham would score.
Yeah, but they didn't.
But they didn't, so it's fine.
If West Ham score, if West Ham score at a point where you've just made like a point that's slightly controversial, and he's like, yeah! You're like, fucking hell.
I hate women. Yeah!
That's the other podcast.
But now, so that's the I Hate Women podcast. Sorry.
But now we've admitted it, I can actually just start cheering.
Well, I thought
supposed to try.
Yeah, I thought I'd relieve you of that.
Oh, thanks.
Not relieve you. But so anyway, we come to the point of the podcast where we go through some of the tweets that you have been tweeting. I've seen tweets for my tweet.
Tweets for my tweet.
Added the click.
And a click. I clicked this time.
Added a click. It was nice.
I thought it needed a little bit more.
Yeah, no, I don't think it did. I think it was perfect just the way it was. Jeez. But we've had a few tweets over the course of the week, so we'll pick out a few of the selected ones. First one is from top 10 player, Adam Race, and comedian Adam Race, who said, "Hi the Gaffer," he hasn't done that bit. "Hi the Gaffer Tapes."
"Hi the Gaffer Tapes, my name's Adam."
Long time listener, first time tweeter. "With Bonnie gone, how does it affect Sigurdsson? More points, less points, or both? Discuss."
Let me just get my head around those words.
Well, let's not go to Tom first.
Yeah.
Let's not go to Tom first.
Who he's talking
about. But obviously, because Wilfred Bonny now, it all looks sealed and done to Man City.
Yeah.
And
is it still 30 mil?
Yeah, I think it's around
25 with bonuses. 28.
But what do you think, Ash? How does that affect Sigurdsson, who's been one of the best midfield performers of the entire season, hasn't he?
Yeah, well, I thought I'd have a look through, because Bonny didn't play much at the start of the season, did he? And I thought he was out for the first five games. So I went back and had a look at the stats. And I thought there'd be a clear... I actually thought it would work out that Sigurdsson scored more when Bonny wasn't playing.
Right.
So, the first 20 games of the season, how many games do you think they both played in?
First 20 games?
First 20 games.
That they both played
in? How many of the first 20? Right.
I'd say a good 12 or 13.
Yeah. 12. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I'd say about the same,
20.
All 20?
Every
single game.
Shit.
How many of those did they both finish the game?
Oh, Bonny wouldn't have finished many 90 minutes, I thought.
No, half of that, 10.
One.
No,
yeah,
really?
But yeah.
Weird.
Was that because Bonny was getting subbed?
Both of them just like subbed all, was like 70th minute, 90th minute, 60th.
Yeah.
They never, literally once it happened. Wow. Like that game against West Ham where we beat them, it's the only time both of them played.
Really?
I guess they were trying to... Yeah, come back.
Chase a goal.
Yeah, apart from that, never. So, looking at the stats, I can't... from a statistical point of view, I couldn't see any correlation at all. It was weird.
But they both scored very well this season.
Yeah.
The only thing is that it's almost undoubted, unless they replace him, which it looks like they're just going to persevere with Gomez, is they're not going to score as many goals as a team.
No.
And the problem is that Wilfred Bonny was a large part of those goals, and Gylfi Sigurdsson's a large part of assisting those goals.
Yeah.
And if they score less goals as a team, then the chances are Sigurdsson's going to assist less goals. Unless, of course, Gomez can start hitting the back of the net. I think if he starts scoring and, say, scores 10 goals between now and the end of the season, I don't think Sigurdsson will be affected too much. He's not going to lose points on his goals. He's still a set-piece taker. He's still a massive sort of creative part of the team. But it's whether he'll... whether Swansea will suffer.
Yeah, as a team, they start to drop off, yeah.
Exactly, it's not about the individuals much. I wrote this when I did the African Nations thing. There's so many things to consider. If Swansea lose form and you know, drop down to and finish 12th, 13th in the table, then they will naturally score less points, or Gylfi Sigurdsson will naturally score less points. But it might be a point I kind of saw in the last... It might be a bit early to start looking at stats that way, but he's only scored 2 points in his last two games, as in four in his last two, but two each. And that's since the Bonny factor. So I don't know if that's going to be something that carries on, but it's definitely worth keeping an eye on, I think.
Yeah, it might be interesting to see, because obviously at the weekend when Tadic scored, they hadn't been playing.
Yeah.
And then he came on, he took a shot off, whatever, in a sort of Ginola-esque...
It was very Ginola-esque, wasn't
yeah.
it? I don't understand why, when you know the yellow card's coming, and all they do afterwards is complain and go, why do they get booked for taking their shirt off? Don't take it off.
Why do you need to take it
off? Yeah, exactly.
You don't need to take it off.
No, fuck that. I totally disagree. Do you know why they brought the rule in the first place?
Why?
Sexy man.
No, it's only a rule because people kept covering the sponsors up.
Right.
Because it's also, you're not allowed to put your top over your head.
Right.
It's only because people want...
You're not allowed to put your top over your head because you shouldn't want to do that past the age of four.
Yeah, but it's like the whole thing. Like, oh, you can't take a shirt off.
Sponsorship thing.
Yeah, because they want to see the sponsorships when they score the goals. And
solution.
The
yeah. Oh, okay. Can you paint the sponsor onto your torso?
Why would the Premier League then give them a yellow card?
I don't know. Yeah, it's part of it. They just decided.
Yeah, but the point is, if you know you get a yellow card, then why
just
do you need...
Don't fucking no, do
and Tom's
you don't
point
need
stands.
To do it.
Tom's
you
point stands. What? Where's the desire to go? It's one of the best moments of my life. I need to take my
shirt. There's no way I can stop myself taking my shirt off.
The only thing that's such a good goal. I just want a game. It'd just be better if everyone could see my nipple.
Yeah,
but I don't understand.
What I'm not saying about why they would take their shirt off, because that is a bit weird. But the whole, well, don't take your shirt off because you're going to get a yellow card because you're not going to see the sponsor. Oh well, fuck off. Like, I do what I want. It's not like it doesn't make any the people like the referee's only there because to stop people cheating, and there's only the rules. What has taking a shirt off got to do with the rules of football at all? Well, like, who does it offend? What is the point of it? There's
I agree. I don't think players should get booked for when people are singing, for instance, about people's mums and wives. When a player scores and then shushes the opposition, I don't think they should get booked for that.
Yeah,
they've taken shit for.
Although when Adebayor scored against us and then ran the length of the pitch and slid in front of us.
Yeah, but then let's see what you had been singing about Adebayor for an entire game.
Don't worry about that.
Do you know what I mean? I think fair enough. As long as you don't leave the confines of the pitch, because that's insightful. If you stay on the pitch, I think you should be able to
run the length of the pitch.
Why not though?
In front of
why not?
That.
Yeah, but I don't think as well.
But they don't sing songs about his mum.
But I don't
know how
he should have such a, you know,
cultural background.
I don't know what I was going to say. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think you should get booked for that.
Not going off topic at all. But also, why do they get booked for going into the crowd? Obviously, if you jump into the opposition end, but who does that?
Well, but jumping into the crowd forces hundreds of people to leave their seats and crush that.
Yeah.
I agree with that. Like,
potentially dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah, potentially.
As if it is.
A kid could
a
get
tiny
crushed.
Child could twist his ankle.
Yeah.
No!
Especially as the smaller guys and the disabled ones sitting near the front. So
yeah, exactly.
They
yeah.
rush down. No, I can see the logic. There's at least logic there, but when it's a case of shushing opposition fans, if you're a grown man and you can shout something at someone for 90 minutes and someone shushes you and then they run to the police and they go, he shushed, like,
look at
yourself,
he shushed me.
They do though. They run them.
To be fair, that is I haven't really thought about it like
it's embarrassing, like control yourself. I've seen grown men run to a steward and go, he shushed us, why is he not getting calmed down?
Really?
Yeah, he shushed you. And they're the same ones who are singing, you know,
singing, yeah,
in that
that's ridiculous.
Do you remember when Tevez played for West Ham and he didn't score for about 10 games or something, and then he finally scored that free kick against Tottenham, took his shirt off, and then jumped into the crowd?
Yeah.
There was a Tottenham fan going ballistic And this is, oh God, this is the worst thing that's ever happened. He said, this is the worst thing that's ever happened in the history of the world. Of all the bad things that's ever happened in the whole history of the world, this is the worst one. And not because he did it, because the ref didn't give him two yellow cards. Yeah. Shut off, that's a yellow. In the crowd, that's another one. You get out of it,
and
pal.
And given Tottenham's fans' Jewish heritage, saying it's the worst thing to happen in the world is quite dramatic. Yeah. But the thing is, with Tevez, it's a case of revealing any more of that net could have lost ratings on TV instantly, yeah, so that probably is inciting. Yeah. A little. We have gone massively off topic.
We've even covered
the Holocaust indirectly.
Where are we?
So Gylfi Sigurdsson.
So I hope that answers your question.
How old am I?
Yeah, so thanks, Adam. Sigurdsson might score less points. Is the answer. Yeah. Other tweets we have, Ben Jackson tweeted us.
BJ!
Yeah, Ben BJ Jackson. He said everyone's teams are so similar at this time of the season and posted a picture of his team. Although he'd have to post a picture of someone else's team to prove that point.
Is his similar? Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, it is similar. Like, there's such mainstays of six or seven players now that are probably identical to people in your league. So it's a good point. I think it's one of those, if you're where we are in the league, Tom... We probably need to.
Yeah, I know. Well, I've actually my sister's boyfriend.
Don't put him in. Fiance. He won't score any points.
Yeah, he's called Steve. He's getting involved. No, he's called Chris. Lovely lad, and he's a Newcastle fan, and he's given me some very very solid tips on squad players or players that I certainly haven't heard of. You know, and I'm a bloody oracle when it comes to football. But players that I haven't heard of, that he's going, no, this guy's good. This guy's good. But he's just coming through. He's been injured. He's doing this.
Who? Come on, hit us.
Can't tell you. Because
that's what this podcast is. This is a podcast where we tell people what to do.
I'll tell everyone, but not you, Craig, because I don't want you. Okay, so the guy is called Aarons. Are we familiar with Aarons?
Yeah.
Newcastle?
Aarons.
No? See, this is good. I didn't want you to go, yeah, everyone knows about him. Get over it. Right? No, this guy.
Why do I sound
this guy,
country?
I don't know. No, this guy, Aarons, yeah, I believe, really, really cheap. Amazing player. He's got him in his dream team.
Yeah.
And all I know is that before he got injured, this guy, he had a couple of really good games where he
I can't wait till
he
Ash
looks
finds
amazing.
Out.
Ash is literally researching.
He's
going to
find out this is a load of bullshit and he's got about 4 points. We'll come to that.
No, he's going to be.
I have to tell you, he is a star.
Is he?
You've picked a well good player here.
Have I actually?
Yeah, Aarons.
I can't work out
this. I can never tell if he's being sarcastic or not.
He's currently injured.
Yeah, I know he's injured. I said
he's
injured.
So, that's good. I mean, he is on a hot streak. He is burning it up.
Go on.
He got 1 point.
Yeah.
Then he got no points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then he got 8 points.
Ooh. Eight.
That was the first three games of the season.
Big time. Then he got injured.
Then he got 0 points for the next 17 games.
Because he didn't play.
That's classic Aarons. Yeah. One week on and 18 weeks off.
That's so Aarons. That's what you need to... That's textbook Aarons. That's what you need to understand.
Hot run of form, he hasn't played.
I didn't say he was on a hot run of form. I said he's
You said that.
He's a little tip.
He's
a little tip. He's a cheeky little tipper. He's a little tippo.
What, he exists.
Tipperary.
Right, well, if you want to put Aarons in your team, go for it.
That's all I'm saying.
I doubt he costs much.
You need to take risks.
5 million.
Speak to someone who supports a little bit of an unknown team, like a Palace or a Newcastle.
Unknown, wow.
Well, a smaller team where you don't necessarily know all the squad members. Speak to someone. Aarons, he's good. Wait till he gets back into fitness, back in the team.
Yeah.
And stick him in.
There's more chance of Aarons being a listener than there is a scoring point.
Probably,
to
be fair.
Other tweets we got, actually, there was a lot of Twitter activity. You'll be happy to know, Tom, you'll like this, on Mr. Christian Benteke. After the Benteke code.
Teckers.
Last week. A few people enjoying our Christian Benteke rumour. An Aston Villa fan who was furious that we only said 12 million, much like Ash said. We had a tweet from James Sutton who said 12 million for Benteke, don't be silly, 25 at least. That was before he listened to the podcast. That was when we tweeted it.
Oh, he actually saw the tweet.
He saw the tweet, was livid. I said, give the podcast a listen, hopefully it'll all become clear. And he'll have heard that we talked some sense and Ash defended a much higher price tag. But you said you've seen it elsewhere.
Well, what I did was I think it might have been today or yesterday, I put it into Twitter just
probably
to see if
that
people
long,
were talking
took that long
about
to type it.
It. Yeah. I googled Twitter. I did that and I had a look and there was people talking about it, nothing to do with the podcast. People that were nothing to do with the gaffer tapes who probably haven't even listened to the podcast or anything. And it was Ben, you know, things like Benteke to Swansea? And then it was, what's all this about Benteke going to Swansea? But a lot of it was, here's an idea, Benteke going to Swansea, yeah. that'd work, you know.
But are we going to try and take credit for it?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we can get our tweet being first.
That shit. Yeah, we said
then we
that
can
shit.
Claim
well,
it.
Well, it was. When I looked it up, my tweet was first. But I don't know if that was because I was the one who searched for it.
That's right. You can't just do what comes up first. There's got yeah. dates on them. They've no, got looks, times on them.
No. It's most popular.
Yeah, but you can change it to all and look at
well,
all.
Wow, popular. Popularity. It's my bag.
That's right.
My shit.
And also, we got a tweet from NH Spurs. Do you remember them?
Oh, yeah.
We got a tweet from the NH Spurs. And he said, I'm afraid the NH Spurs is only for my home state of New Hampshire or Hampshire.
Oh, so it's not the NHS.
No NHS or Obamacare joke intended.
I thought he was a big Darren Anderson fan, and American it was a whole, balls. Like, sick note joke.
NH Spurs, no, sadly not.
That would be such a niche joke
cryptic.
To try and make.
Yeah.
Such a cryptic joke.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's a Darren Anderson fan,
I don't get enough Darren Anderson jokes these days. But yeah, so another listener from New Hampshire.
Keep it topical.
Which is good.
Well, and then when you said New Hampshire and said it was in America, I thought it was in England. And you pointed out that, no, Hampshire is in England. New Hampshire is it's a new one in
we
America.
Have the old Hampshire.
We have the old Hampshire, he's the classic
from,
Hampshire.
He's from New Hampshire.
The original Hampshire.
Yeah.
I imagine he's one of only many, many listeners. We have.
We've
in
got
the
a
US
few. In, we've got
New,
a few in America.
Got, oh
in
yeah. States, yeah. Oh, the Gaffer Tapes, New Hampshire, America.
I don't know.
Fantasy football.
I don't know if
podcast.
New Hampshire have an MLS team. Though. I don't know. We will happily pledge our support to them if there is one. But
we've got a few American listeners. We've got Australian listeners. Yeah. We've got South African listeners.
We've got Sabs. In South Africa. Got Sabers in South Africa. A few German listeners.
Germans.
They tend not to tweet.
No,
they might not listen since the Spurs.
They're
joke,
furious.
But
I don't know.
But we've got a lot.
That was the first bit of ash watching the football.
The
there.
First time it's crept in. But yeah, so there's some of the tweets. Keep the other tweets coming in, whether it be about Benteke or not. If you want to spread that, quite frankly,
please do. Yeah, keep going. I think it's got. You know, when's the window close?
End of the month.
End of the month. Yeah.
Yes.
What exact date?
Yeah. The last working day of the month.
31st, you know. Yeah. Well, last working day.
What happens to the window at the end of it?
Yeah, so we'll just have that.
Exactly.
That'll be the podcast that week, just Tom making that noise.
Yeah.
But yeah, tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes and we'll read out the best tweets. And if you're from further afield than New Hampshire, then tweet us. Wouldn't mind something from Papua New Guinea. That'd be great.
I'd love that. Would... Tasmania, please.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, that's just in Australia. We've got some.
Is
Australia.
It?
Yeah. Did you mean Tanzania?
New Zealand.
Yeah. Right, New Zealand. Yeah, then tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes. And obviously, you can tweet us individually. We'll give out our Twitter at the end of the podcast. I've left a deliberately short time for the Gaffer Gambler because I just want to get it out of the way before I'm mercilessly mocked. I like this. On my notes, I've just written the Gaffer Gambler. Bets didn't come in.
We're going to say the Gaffer Gambler had to sell hair.
Gaffer
is that why you're
died.
Bald today? Is that why you're wearing a woolly hat? Did you have to sew your hair again?
I needed to make the socks.
Yeah.
But yeah, Gaffer Gambler, bets didn't come in. I might as well just keep that there for next week.
But it didn't. Yeah, that's right. We had the what was it, the to score?
We had both teams to score and a result. I just ran through some other odds.
But we were, what was the, so...
I got mine wrong.
I got both teams to score.
And the result.
No, and the result.
Yeah, I didn't.
I told you it was that is the most mental betting.
Well, that's why the odds are so long. They're like 50-60 to 1 for 3 games.
I had the Southampton United game. I thought I was quids in with that.
But we were talking about this at the start of the season. Is it better to go for a bet, like bet every week on things that are likely to happen? Like put a 10 on something that's actually
But if you're going to do that, you'll only get 13 back. 14
but,
back.
But surely that's better to win 33 quid every week.
It is, but I want the American dream, Ash. I want to put a pound on and win £1,000
back. £1,000.
But what is the best thing to do?
Stop betting forever.
The best thing to do is not bet.
No, but what do professional gamblers do?
Win.
Yeah, but they don't bet like a pound.
No, they'll bet on when West Ham take the lead now in a minute. Then they will probably bet about £10,000 on West Ham to maintain that lead. Or if if a red card happens, they'll quickly bet on there being more than 1.5 goals, and they'll bet a grand to get 1,200 quid back or something like that. So it's not really fun. It's more giving you heart failure during a football match, which isn't for me. I quite just betting a couple of quid and hoping it comes in.
Well, so there we go. Gaffer Gambler next week. Bet 10 grand yeah. on West Ham to score.
When they go 1-0
up. West Ham to score when they go 1-0 up.
For instance, a lot of gamblers would have made money in the last couple of months on Chelsea winning 2-0.
Yeah.
Or Chelsea minus one, because they got to 2-0, shut up shop and won the game. But do you remember we talked about Ballon d'Or odds earlier on in the season?
Oh, yeah,
well, obviously, Ballon d'Or's been and gone now.
Yeah.
And it was the predictable Ronaldo, Messi and Neuer in third. We mentioned back then, actually, the only thing that made that valuable for betting was if you bet it as a tri-cast in that order. So guessing first, second and third. So if you did that, then fucking well done.
Yeah,
that was the odds. It was all pretty predictable, wasn't it, the Ballon d'Or?
I think so.
And well, Hodgson didn't vote for Ronaldo or Messi.
Mascherano, didn't he vote
for? He voted for Mascherano.
Yeah.
Neuer, he voted for. And I think he voted for maybe Müller, another German player. I can't remember.
Oh, it was Müller, yeah.
He didn't vote for Messi or Ronaldo.
No.
And obviously Messi and Ronaldo, as national captains, didn't vote for each other in the top three. And Ronaldo voted for all his teammates at Real, Bale, Di Maria.
I saw he voted for Bale.
Not when he votes for Pepe. But and then David Luiz astonishingly gets in the defender
is
of the year.
That possible,
he is fucking dreadful. In the World Cup, he was just awful, and somehow manages to get into the FIFA Team of the Year.
Even in the World Team of the Year, who's his buddy? He's gone to PSG with Brazilian defender. They both play at PSG.
Thiago Silva,
yeah. That he even in there, he's next to him in the team of the year. It's like they even had to put him in the team of the year to be next to his buddy, or Thiago Silva wasn't going to be in it.
Yeah, well, he's just the better player. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It just shows you these awards mean very, very little.
I don't know. I think it's quite good. I've noticed people all week have been slagging it off, the Ballon d'Or.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean as much as it used to, because they merged it, didn't they? Because it used to be, they used to have the
two
different
awards. World and European.
Yeah, and then they merged them. But I still think, like, maybe not this year it doesn't, but historically it still makes a difference. In, like, 10 years when you look back.
Yeah.
And you look back and, you know, the players that won it, like, oh, the fat Ronaldo's won it.
Michael Owen won it,
yeah, I was going to say. 2001. I looked back on it, Michael Owen.
He won it in 2001.
Yeah. And, you know, like, where Kevin Keegan won it twice when he was at Hamburg, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I think, historically, it does mean something. Mm. Maybe it doesn't in, like, year on year, but when you look back at it.
I think so, I think it
does.
All the best players in the world have won it. Mm. And Michael Owen.
I feel quite inspired by Ash's grandstand.
I do, yeah.
Sorry, we won't just cancel the Ballon d'Or. Mm. And then I got some outright odds for you. Nothing that fun, but in terms of winning the league, even though there's only 2 points difference, I've changed to digital odds. Someone tweeted saying digital odds, decimal odds, are easier to understand.
Oh, yeah, much better. That's how I do it.
So decimal odds tells you what you actually get back for your pound.
Yeah, like 1.7.
Oh, so Chelsea are 1.44. to win the league. So if you bet a pound, you get £1.44 back.
Okay. Yeah.
And Man City is 3.5, even though it's only a 2 point differential in the league.
3.5. So you put 3 on, you win 3.5.
No, you put one. They all value you £1.
I'm with you.
And then FA Cup odds, thought it was apt as the FA Cup game's on now. It's all your usuals in the kind of favourites area. Chelsea, City, United are all around 6.0. Arsenal, 8. Liverpool 10, which I thought was quite good though, is Saints at 25. Bearing in mind they're in third at the moment.
Yeah.
They seem like the kind of team that could win a cup. Maybe, it depends how much they want to field their strongest team, obviously, because the league's so important.
Yeah.
But for 25-1, I thought that's pretty decent for Spamton to win that. And last one is, you know, we did mythical matches where you get two teams playing each other that aren't playing each other.
Yeah.
You can now get player versus team as well. So you can bet on Ronaldo versus Getafe. And whoever scores the
most. Ronaldo scores 3 and they win 2-0.
Then Ronaldo wins.
He wins.
So for instance, tonight you could have had at the weekend.
Andy Peters versus Ed the Duck.
Andy Peters versus Ed the Duck, yeah.
Exactly. In a ladder match.
wrestling, you managed it just in the second part. You can have Andy Carroll versus Everton. Everton are playing West Brom, Andy Carroll and West Ham are playing Hull. And Everton are 1.6, Andy Carroll 6.5. So he bags a hat-trick.
You'd never pick Andy Carroll.
You wouldn't, but I think 1.6 is quite good for Everton to beat Andy Carroll.
Yeah.
That sounds definitely a ridiculous sentence when you say it.
Can I ask a very off-topic betting question?
Go for it.
It's like, really, it's not even football-related.
Right, yeah. Go on.
Right. We, here at the Gaffer Tapes, UFC fans as well.
Yeah.
Right. And coming up soon is Colin McGregor. Yeah. Irish sensation.
I know him. I don't really know about it, but I know him.
Or Conor McGregor, as he's Colin McGregor.
What did I call him? Colin?
Colin McGregor.
It's his fist.
Yeah.
Colin to the ring.
Colin McGregor. Right. Fighting Dennis Siver.
Don't know.
Yeah. German, he's like a German troll, man.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
He's good.
But Seva is 7-1 to win.
No, Seva won't win.
But you don't think Evil at 7-1? No, so he's like a shorter, bigger. He looks like a slow trot.
He's beaten some decent people. He's like 5'7". He used to fight a lightweight. He almost got to a title shot. He's dropped to featherweight.
And McGregor is 1.1.
McGregor, to sum it up, McGregor. I thought Poirier would lose to McGregor. would beat McGregor, and McGregor smashed him. McGregor, I think, genuinely is legit unless he comes against a wrestler.
But so,
and Seva ain't the wrestler to beat him.
I checked out and started imagining a kid's book called Colin versus the German Troll.
Yeah.
But so, so.
Oh, Colin, what are you doing here?
I need to pass this bridge.
Oh, Colin, you cannot pass the bridge unless you give me some of your Tupperware.
And that's it. So, as a betting tip, to bring it back to point, is if you fancy that as an upset and you've got a bit of a hunch for an upset at 7-1, the best thing to do is put it on an accumulator and surround it with some dead certs, the way the odds aren't so good. That way you get a bit more value for your lower amount. So if you see something that you spot as a bit of a shocker, for instance, an FA Cup shock, and they're 4-5-1 to win, but you fancy it, like MK Dons beating Man United that time, you would have put that on and then surrounded it with some UFC, in this case, people who are maybe only 1.3 or 1.4 to win, boosts up the odds, and all of a sudden you get a good return on it. So that's what I would do with that.
Yeah. Bang, bang, boom.
But that's it, that's the Gaffer Gambit. Almost helpful advice right at the end there, even though it's about a German troll and a guy called Colin. But yeah, we will be back in part three in just a second, where it is Tom versus Ash once more. Oh. And also we have a quick run through of one of your team, an old favourite member of the Twitter listenership team. That's all coming up in part three of the Gaffer Tapes. Welcome back to part three of the Gaffer Tapes Comedy Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom, Ash and myself. It's the time of the podcast where we go through one of the listeners' teams who's tweeted in at the Gaffer Tapes.
Come in, baby.
Made us all uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But we've got a team submitted to us. We couldn't resist it. From a certain Mr. Ian Stimson.
S-Bag.
S-Bag.
Stimdog.
The Stimdog. Stimmers.
Stimdog Millionaire.
Stimdog Millionaire.
Stimple Simon.
We don't have many left because we did so many.
Yeah, we've done quite a lot.
I think we did David Stimbleby. That got done.
The Scarlet Stimpernel.
Yeah, that's new.
I've just come over that.
I don't think we had that one. He didn't like Stimble Fix It. He didn't like the connotations of it. But I think we've done them.
Stim Job.
What is his actual? I've only ever known him.
His real name is Stim Jong Il. Which is why he doesn't mind the nicknames, because they're better.
But he draws the line at Stim Will Fix It.
Yeah, he won't do Stim Will Fix It. Korean dictator, fine. Pedophile, no, not so much. But yeah, he's submitted his team. And it won't take long to go through his advice for him, because it seems considerably better than ours, to be honest.
He's doing quite well in the league, isn't he?
I think so, yeah. And he's got 84 points as of the last week.
Last week, wow.
So I'll run through his team for you. He says, he did his wild card last week, so it's obviously paid off. And he hasn't changed his lineup for the coming fixtures, but this is what it was last week for his points. It was Joe Hart in goal, which is interesting, having used the wild card and buying in a kind of big money.
See, that was my problem. I bought Hart a couple of weeks ago, and it was all right first week, but then last week he didn't play. This week, I think he got 1 point, and he's so expensive.
Yeah, you got Willy Caballero bringing down his neck.
All it was that, don't we all? All it was that I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means, because he said Willy. All it was but that I originally had Fabianski, I think he was injured or something happened, and then I had a little bit of money in the bank, and I thought, I'll tell you what, I'll spend that on Hart, he'll get a load of points in. He didn't. So, my advice, Stimdog, would be maybe get rid of Hart. I think you can get better keepers for a lot less money. Free up a little bit of...
You can do better for yourself.
You can.
Abusive relationship.
I like the fact you've only gone through one of the team and Tom's dished out the advice.
Yeah. Every player, go next one. Thinks he'll give you a little bit of...
I know he'd have it right back.
Yeah.
Pascal Stimbonder.
Hey!
That's who he'd have, isn't it? Yeah, so defence, he's got Andre Wisdom, fifth most picked defender. He got 7 points, actually, so it was a good choice. Ivanovic and Terry, which is two of the top five scoring defenders.
Yeah, can't go wrong there.
He's pretty good. His other defender is actually Alderweireld on the Southampton centre-back, who is now injured, actually. He got hurt in that match.
Talking about Wisdom, I spent an hour on Saturday trying to find somebody to replace him.
Yeah.
And ended up keeping him in the team.
Yeah.
He's good value. He doesn't score any points, though, but it's impossible to replace him.
An hour?
An hour.
Really?
Yeah. I started doing my team. Well, like, you know, like, I was like playing.
I think I know why you're like, beating me now.
Yeah, I was like toying with my transfers. Yeah. Like, it was like 9:30, cool, I need to do my transfers. Looking through them. Oh, he was the first one. I was like, right, I'm going to get rid of him. Was doing and playing round. By the end of it, I like, spent a while, like, moved him out, moved him back, did it, and then was like, cool, done. Go. Oh, the team's exactly the same.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
He's irreplaceable.
Apparently so.
Wisdom is irreplaceable. To the left. Yeah. Don't know where that came from. Midfield, he's got Sanchez, Eriksen, Sigurdsson, Hazard, which is pretty common. He's also got Boyd as well.
Yeah,
George Boyd.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. Whenever you see Burnley play, because he plays up with Ings, doesn't he? It seems to be constantly Boyd's hitting the crossbar and then Ings is like tapping it in. So yeah. I'm not sure about that one.
Maybe it's a really just specific tactic.
Sorry, me being completely, you know...
Amazing.
Amazing.
Sexy.
Yeah, Boyd, where does he play then? He's midfield.
He plays in quite an advanced... He has played up... He's been deployed as a striker.
Because I was going to say... Is he playing out of position then? Yeah, because he plays up front for them, doesn't he? Oh, I didn't realise that.
See what...
No, are you talking about striker or midfield?
Midfield.
Yeah, oh. I was going to say that I don't think he's available as a striker.
No.
So what Stimdog has cleverly done, because it's classic Stimmers,
yeah.
Classic S-back, textbook S-back, is he's seen that and he's sort of gone, right, well, since, you know, that's been made, he's now playing as a striker.
Yeah. Well, that's it. That's all he's done.
Yeah.
And to be fair, that midfield, though, apart from he had Sanchez as captain, which is where the points came from. Eriksen, 2 points. Sigurdsson, 2 points. Hazard, 3 points. Boyd, 2 points. But Boyd's that kind of risk player that can win you leagues.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a good one. Up front, he had his starting two, actually, was Kane and Giroud. And he's got Pella on the bench. Kind of what we were saying about not having one of the top strikers has afforded him... He's at that having Giroud, Kane and Pella rather than having Acosta or Aguero has actually afforded him to be able to have Terry, Ivanovic, Sanchez, Hazard all in the same team. So it's kind of putting...
That's what I'm doing. Honestly, as soon as I do this wild card, by the time you're listening to this, I'm playing my wild card and I'm laughing to myself.
That sounded like the weirdest suicide note I've ever heard.
By the time you listen to this. No, trust me, because I make notes all throughout the season. All throughout the season, tiny little notes. Came across my little note that I made in June about Charlie Austin at QPR. I'm going to screenshot that and tweet it on the Gaffer Tapes Twitter.
But you've still got Jermaine Genius. All your credibility, Liz. What notes did you make for that? Looks good in a shirt and tie. Always wears that.
Yeah. Leave him alone, please. Someone needs to stick up for him.
So advice-wise for Stimdog, it's difficult because Sigurdsson, we talked about, maybe have another look on whether he starts to decline, as he has done the last 2 weeks with Bonny gone. And maybe, I don't know, you could save like a million and a half getting rid of Hart, can you, or a million?
Yeah. That, for me, not that I'm anyone to give out, advice, but I'd say get rid of Hart for a lot of keepers, a good mil and a half.
Tom can't think of another goalkeeper.
No. I was going to say Fabianski is like 4.5.
Yeah.
Or was
and Hart will be a million more.
Hart six.
Is he?
I've got Hart. Yeah. And I made. I've got Hart, baby. I've got Hart. I've got real Hart. I've got Joe Hart. And I know that Fabianski, when I got rid of him, was 4.5. And I had that extra money. I thought, I'll tell you what, I'll stick Hart in and see, you know, if that extra bit of money makes a difference. Yeah. And it really hasn't. I've lost points. If
well, he's still only got two Southampton players, so there's always Fraser Forster as well who could
I've been rotating Guzan and Fabianski.
I've been doing it with Forster and Guzan.
Yeah, I think if you just pick two, like, sort of relatively cheap goalkeepers and pick whoever's playing at home.
Like Jim Leighton and Andy Gorham back in the day.
Do you know who my substitute keeper is?
Steve Grizovic.
Fucking hell. God knows.
Shay Given.
It is. Of course it is. Yes!
Love Shay Given.
Yes.
But anyway, West Ham have literally just scored. Who was it?
Valencia.
It was Valencia.
Valencia, it was. Yeah, Valencia scored. So, I stick yeah. Valencia in your team.
Yeah.
Not Shay Given, although probably Ash is a big fan of it.
Yeah. Likely to score.
So not really much advice, but some good new puns for Stimdog there.
Yeah.
So that was fun for S-Bag, because it's been a while.
It's been a while, yeah. He's probably one of my favourites. Him and Sabzi.
Sabzi and Stim.
Yeah.
That's the new show.
Sabzi
coming
and Stim.
Coming to BT Sport. Yeah. He can't, he works... Soccer AM Stimdog.
He does, yeah. Get us a job, Stimmers.
But yeah. Shay Given, this is an amazing link. Shay Given, as I was looking for transfer rooms today, was being linked to Middlesbrough.
Was he?
Yeah, so...
Don't want him leaving my team.
No, and they're in the wrong division, but that shouldn't stop you.
That's what I mean. He'll be leaving my team if he...
No, he won't. You'll keep him in.
Probably. Every week.
But yeah, so on transfer rumours, in January, we thought it'd be good to have a new game that focused around the ridiculous transfer rumours that you get. So I went looking, trawling through the internet, looking for rumours on football websites of where people might go and where people might get transferred. Now, I don't know if you ever go on any of these websites. Do you go on the BBC football website and click on gossip column?
I used to.
Yeah, that's always quite good. And their ones have actually been...
I'm 28.
You haven't figured that out to use it yet?
Nah, just too busy doing like man stuff and now I'm married to my husband.
You go on WWE Universe website every single day.
I go on Bleacher Report.
Yeah, which is the same thing.
/WWE because they,
But so they're obviously proper newspaper ones. So some of them will have some credence, like Schneiderlin going to Arsenal or like Benteke to Swansea. Whereas some of these I've either made up... or I found them on a football rumours website and forums where people either talk shit or maybe there's an ounce of truth.
Oh, but so half of the ones you've made up and half of the ones that someone else has made up?
No,
it's not real ones.
No, half... Well, what do you mean real? There's no such thing as a real rumour.
But I mean,
there's a rumour with a bit of weight behind it.
Yeah, like,
half of these
Bonnie to Man City is a rumour.
Half of these are real rumours that multiple people have posted on football rumour websites.
And some of them are ones that Craig Hazel
has just fabricated.
Oh, but the Craig Hazel ones are going to be harder because they're more likely to be true. It's double bluff.
That's the game. So all you need is true or false, and there's five of them.
I'm going to smash this because I can read.
Yeah, because you can read. Yeah, fucking hell.
Don't say like it's a fact. Oh, Tom does read. Craig,
he does.
As if, look at his eyes. Oh, my God. Wait a minute. Is this canon? Does this count towards...
Of course
it is.
Oh yeah,
because
he's
playing about 5-0 tonight,
baby. So whoever wins tonight, it either gets tied up and it's
5-0 or 6-4.
Yeah.
So five rumours and you have to say whether they're true or false. We'll do it after each one, so we'll score live as we go along.
Yeah,
we'll
score live. Write it down.
Look at him. He's so excited because he knows. He's looking into your eyes.
Let's do this.
So rumour number one is Micah Richards has been linked with a move back to London. Arsenal was the team mentioned, citing one of the reasons was that he prefers pasta in the UK than to in Italy. So you're going to jot down whether that's true or false.
And then we're going to do it after this?
Yeah, Joy, it's up to you. Do you want to go through all
five? No. I think do it as they come. Yeah.
So you want true or false on that? So, Micah Richards to Arsenal.
I'm going to say true.
False.
That one was made up. That's false.
Get it!
That is a false one. Although he has been, he is getting linked to certain. I think they're talk of the move, but that is a fabricated one.
I forgot.
Would you take him at Arsenal?
Yeah, I'd have Micah Richards. Yeah, we got no defence. We're basically going to have to play Ozil at the back. I think.
That's how I knew that was a lie. There's no way Arsenal would strengthen their defence.
No, with an English.
Saying that
they have signed Callum Chambers, and that he's faded into nowhere. Second rumour.
Bollocks.
Second rumour. Tom Cleverley has apparently persuaded parent club mate Januzaj to go on loan to Villa from Man United in an attempt to solve their goal scoring crisis. So Januzaj to Villa on loan via Tom Cleverley's word in the ear.
So are we trying to guess whether you've made this up or someone else has?
Well, whether it's a rumour that was on an actual football rumour website.
Wait a minute. Because this is, have you written your answer?
I've written my answer, yeah.
Yeah, because this is, my bit of paper? Well, because this is a difficult one, because it's
either one Nasser or another Nasser.
Yeah, because it's like obviously never going to happen.
Yeah.
But has someone said that it might?
Yeah. Well, this is the point.
That's the point.
The point is, this is the world of football window and ridiculous websites.
Play the bloody game.
Play the game.
So you've just got to guess which Nutter's written it.
Yeah.
Tom, what are you saying? Have you written it down?
No, I haven't.
Well, you've got to do it.
Just write it down.
Just put a T or an X.
Wait. What's the question?
No, come on.
Well, cleverly responsible for Yanazai to potentially...
Well, Yanazai to Villa on loan is the rumour.
And how old am I?
Yeah, come on. Write down T or F.
What year is it?
Okay. I've just done a squiggle. I've written a Z.
Z's wrong.
What is it?
Hold on.
Write it down.
But I don't know the answer.
Well, that means you get no points.
Do
Tom.
It quick.
Okay, well, I've done it. Written?
True.
Ash.
False.
It's true.
No, yes!
Yeah.
You can't cheat in. This is bullshit.
That one was true. Right, third one. I like this one.
Oh.
Third one. Wigan star Callum McManaman has been linked to Premiership side Everton, but faces resistance from his dad, Steve. So right, is that true or false? So... In terms of, is that something that came from a legitimate football website, or is that something that I've just made up?
Ah, shit. Okay, so...
True or false? Ash, have you got yours?
Yeah.
Tom, you got yours? I mean, you're writing a lot of letters. It's only
No, because I completely forgot what true and false is. So true is you made out.
No, true is it was a legitimate true it was, okay,
so,
website.
So I think that's I think you made that up.
You think that's false?
Yeah. I've gone for true.
That was genuinely on a Football Rumour website.
Yes!
That's true. The best part of it is, he is no relation to Steve McManaman.
I know, I knew that.
So that's just how ridiculous these people are.
I just thought that was classic Craig humour.
Right, so 2-1 to me.
So 2-1 to Ash. It's all going quite well. It's like, you know when you watch on TV game shows and you think, yeah, like balls, it's 2-all.
Yeah.
Every time it actually happens.
It was intense.
Okay, next one. Phil Neville is being targeted by Mike Ashley to take over the manager's role at Newcastle, but he wants the ex-Everton skipper to register as a player. So is that made up by me, or is that a lunatic?
Potentially
online?
True.
So is that true, or is that false? Obviously, if Ash gets this right and you get it wrong, Tom...
Yeah, he wins, yeah.
He wins. So, Tom?
True.
Tom's saying true.
We've gone different every time. I've gone false.
Have you gone false as well? That one's false.
Yes!
Sorry, mate. I'd like to have lied, but I'd have just lost all credibility.
You made that up?
I made that one up. How could you think... I'm saying that, it's just another lunatic writing it down. The last one, by the way, was one that was actually written down as true, apparently. A QPR eyeing up Adebayor on loan, but are only willing to pay half of his 100 grand a week. But, you know.
So what would the tiebreaker have been?
The tiebreaker. Do you want to know the tiebreaker?
We're not
risking my 6-4.
The tiebreaker was along the lines of the transfer speculation, or now it looks like it's actually happening and all signed, is Wilfred Bonny to Man City. Becomes, I think, 28 million, did we say, is the fee?
Yeah.
He is one in a line of players that has cost Man City over 20 mil. And so I wanted to know how many players in transfer history have cost Man City over 20 mil. So how many £20 million plus players have Man City signed in their new era? And that was going to be the tiebreaker. Yeah. I don't know whether to actually tell you who they all are afterwards, or we let people try and tweet and guess.
Okay, well, let's put a thing on this then. For every one we're out, the loser has to buy each other a beer. For every million we're out.
What do you mean million? No,
it's for every player. Yeah, for every number of players.
Okay.
Are we doing the difference between us, or the difference?
Well, this is your own deal. You've gone.
I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, you've gone
right. Yeah. So however many we win it by compared to the other person.
So say. Oh no, I don't want
to
even.
So say. Well, you can just pretend. Say the answer's 250, which obviously it's not. And Ash guesses 251, and you guess 260. Then you owe Ash 9 beers.
Yeah.
Fuck about. How far am I always away from that? By the end of this, I'm going to be wearing a Tottenham shirt with Adebayor on the back, and I owe you £8 million. Jesus Christ.
Not pounds.
All pounds.
Yeah.
Either way. Right. Okay, well, let's just do like friendly. Loser buys the next pint.
All right, but you've got a chance to win yourself a load of pints here, haven't you?
Potentially, but, you know, I'd have 1 point. I'd rather potentially get 1 point than not have...
No sense. No sense whatsoever.
To be fair, to anyone who's been listening, me and Ash have been drinking during this podcast. And Craig hasn't. It's been slowly deteriorating.
Right, so... Have you written down an answer?
That's why Craig's like a school teacher.
One point.
I got 1 point on whoever loses.
Right, yeah.
Have you written down the number?
Yes.
I have.
So, how many players, Ash, how many players have you gone for?
I've woefully underestimated 17.
Tom?
Oh, I said 18.
Oh, no!
It's close. It's not 17 and a half.
Fuck, that'd I should have gone 17.3.
It's 16.
Oh, yes!
Nothing at stake apart from a beer there. But
yes, and it only would have been one beer either way.
Do you want to know who the players are quickly?
Shit.
Do you want to know who players are? In order that they've signed them, as in most recently, you've got Mangala, 32 million. Navas, 22 million. Fernandinho, Negredo.
Yeah.
Over 20. Jovetic, Aguero, Nasri, Toure, Silva, Balotelli.
Oh,
wow.
Milner. 26.
Fucking hell. He was more than 20 mil.
26. Dzeko. Tevez, 25. Adebayor, 25.
Fuck.
Lescott.
Jesus
22.
Christ.
And where it all kind of started, Robinho.
Yeah.
As well. So 16. So Ash is 6-4 up.
Can I say the worst thing about that is I wrote 15.
Yeah.
And I said out loud, what did I say? 18?
Yeah. Oh!
Yeah, I mean, but the bit of paper you just showed me is the ramblings of a madman.
Yeah, that's true. He's also written true and drawn a picture of a window, so...
Yeah.
True window.
That is it.
That's the name of my debut album, The True Window.
Yeah, and why have you written Keira Knightley's name in, like, daggers and knives going
into in my flesh.
That's weird. Yeah. But yeah, so it's 6-4 to Ash. Maybe normal service in terms of games will resume. We might have a new game, who knows? We don't know. I did like the one we played where we did the... you know, the...
Tickle tummies. Oh, no. We didn't play that on air, did we?
No, the one where, like, we did the puns and, like, they came up with the different names that had something to do with...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was brilliant. I won that one. I was happy with that.
Yeah.
And the winner was... it was about around my stag.
Phil Stagielka.
Yeah, but that
game and the winning one was Roberto Stagio.
Yeah.
No.
That game was celebrating.
Because every other game's like, who's got the most football knowledge? And then one week we played, who's the best at being a stand-up comedian? Me or a professional stand-up comedian?
Yeah.
Ah, Tom won that one.
Big time. But yeah, 6-4. We'll level up and it'll just be members of Tom's extended family and just try and even it out a little bit.
Yeah.
And also maybe Tom will have caught me up in the league next week. Maybe Ash will be top 10. Maybe Doubtful. Jermaine Genus will get a game. Who knows? We don't know. Maybe Colin will beat the German troll. We don't know. So many things we ask for. But
Colin!
Tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes with any questions, comments, screenshots of your team, bets you might have going on, or anything football related. Please do spread Benteke to Swansea. Because we're completely taking credit for it. So I thought I was from New Hampshire for a little while. And you can follow Tom on Twitter.
Of course you can. At @the_Tom_Holmes.
And you can follow Ash on Twitter.
@Grimzilla.
And you can follow me @CraigHazel. Mainly follow @TheGafferTapes. And that's all for this week. We'll see you next week for Game Week 22. And thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.
Take it. No, they're not.
No, it didn't hit the line. It has to hit the line.
He missed. Come on.
What a gimp.
He missed. Oh no, it went in. No, it counted.
Four all.
Oh fuck! What? It counted. It's four all.
Yeah, it went in and popped.
No,
out.
No, it didn't. No, no,
no. He missed.
No, Adrian's taking one.
Oh my god.
To fucking win the whole thing.
Oh, this is
so
mental.
West Ham's keeper is now taking one to miss the whole fucking thing. Shit. To win the whole thing.
This is mental.
Adrian!
No! To win the whole thing.
The gloves are off!
Oh.
Yes!
Oh, they've done it!
Oh, fucking get in! What a legend!
They've won the whole thing.
The right team has won.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
They've won the whole
FA Cup. That's it. We've won the first game.